happening.
It is happening.
Yes, it is. Lunchtime. Okay, I'm here for...
Overtime in this budget?
Yes.
No.
For you.
I'm here for a change order request. This is for the Harris Alley Parking Improvements Project, which is underway, as most of you know, right behind our existing parking lot on Pine Street. We found the need to remove two of the existing trees, which were not included in the original contract, to be removed. And I have a request for a change order for the amount of $1,900 for that work.
Have they been removed?
They're working on it.
Why were they removed?
Why?
Why?
Why? Oh, the trees were evaluated. When I first started this project, it was about 6 years ago, and the town required that I leave some of the existing trees there, which is fine, so I worked them into the design. And we had a tree, a certified arborist, evaluate all the existing trees on the site, and certain trees were chosen to remain.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, these two trees, one of which, one seems to have developed some type of disease, and it's not healthy. And the other one, my design required excavation close to the trunk mm-hmm. of the tree, which damages yeah. the roots. So the town's given me permission to remove and replace. Okay. So there still will be trees there. It's just not those two trees.
Thank you.
More questions?
Yeah,
motion?
Yes, I do. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that change order number one for Sussex County Project 0408, Harris Alley Parking Improvements with Ralph K. Hall and Son Paving Incorporated of Smyrna, Delaware, be approved in the amount of $1,900, which increases the contract total to $87,087.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any questions on the motion?
$2,000 to move two trees, right?
Yes, sir.
You don't bother to ask anybody else, right? You just tell them to do it.
Well, the subcontractor, I think.
Yeah, the contractor.
They're the subcontractor for the general contractor.
You just go ahead and...
But we did. We negotiated that price with them, and the contractor did.
Okay. Any more questions? All right, we'll take the vote, Mr. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Cole.
Yeah, that means they'll get rid of the roots and everything, right?
Yeah, they have to leave it in a condition so that we can replant.
Right, okay.
Repave.
Okay.
That's a stump.
Replant,
in the whole thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Although, yes, motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Grant request. Mrs. Webb.
Only one today. The National Youth Leadership Forum.
Looks like one student
it's
from
one
Sussex Central.
Student. Yes, she lives in Georgetown.
Georgetown. Who's Georgetown? Is that Sam Wilson?
Sam Wilson.
How much you want to give Sam?
Have they asked for a certain amount, Mrs. Webb?
Well, she requested for tuition, which is more than we typically give on these trips. She's looking for $2,700 the whole program, but anywhere between $200 and $300 is about what we've done on these trips.
$500. That's a few.
We've typically done $200 or $300
yeah,
on these trips.
Yeah, it's been anywhere from 300. Yeah, that's about right.
Have a motion, Mr. Wilson, to give $300 to his account. Is that second?
Second.
Second. Any question on motion? Mr. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Yes, motion carried.
Thank you.
Opposed, there are any ordinances?
There are none today.
In addition to this, before council. Uh-oh, we've got a list here of something. What is this? Please step forward and try to be somewhere near 3 minutes.
Well, I'm hoping you give me a little bit of leeway because of all the convoluted information that's coming out. Number one, I'm Jeannie Sis from Sierra. I'm the one about the shed. Mr. Moore mentioned that everybody would be jumping in if amnesty was granted. Number one, we have a complete different code than... You know, we have manufactured homeowner's code. Number two, I've never even requested amnesty. That came from Dixie Boucher. What I have been requesting is what is in the code. Under 115-152 appeals, I've been before this particular Sussex County Council many times and asked for some information or what could be, you know, because what I've done was correct with my shed. All appeals hereunder must be taken within a reasonable time. I've been over 2 years with this. This is certainly not a reasonable time. As provided by the rules of the Board of Adjustments, by filing with the Sussex County Council a notice of appeal. I don't have any way of having a notice because when we go down and ask through the planning and zoning, they don't have any information. You ask them and they'll tell you, got to go to court. If you pull, they told me, they told our lawyer the same thing, Mr. Paul Enterline. He was so upset with the people that were there at the desk because they didn't seem to know what their own code stated. When you pull the variance form, it clearly states up top, appeal. So then I jumped through all the hoops that the county was requiring. Number one, I've lived in this park since 1965. We had one shed that was built by a Granville Betts. A permit was pulled. It sat in my mother's window. We have one window in the front and a kitchen for over a year. Also, some addition was built. It was built during the weekend. It lasted a year. For some reason, they cannot seem to come up with this permit. But we know it existed because my mother just recently and 5 years ago threw the permit that was in the window away. We know it was in there. I had it, that was destroyed by termites. My daughter came in. I bought a meadow shed. She put it up. I called the county and I asked for, what do I need to do? You don't need to do anything. Why? Because it was a destroyed shed. It was destroyed by termites. You're putting it in the same kind. You don't need to do anything. So I didn't do anything. Bobby Hemrick, which was here and just left, was told the same thing by the county just a few years ago when she was called the county about putting in a shed. She was told, you don't need anything. Don't worry about it. So this time, after we had a lot of problems, 6 years I've been in front of the Board of Adjustments arguing cases because they have literally ruined our park. They have put mobiles now 5 feet from the road. They put mobiles on other people's properties. They are just going berserk. Nothing changes, no matter. We've had up to 30 people here. We've had 25 at times. We've had 22. We've had many people write in, and they still grant every variance. It's been a mess. So, of course, I have a target on my back now. So when I went in and called, we had a moratorium put on, finally. When they came back, Mr. Baker wrote, May 2007, all of a sudden, we're in the 5,000-square-foot lots code. The codes were written after our park existed. The codes are written for 5,000-square-foot lots. Every lot now is 5,000 square feet. No shed fits in our property. None. You have to go now, they're stating. All of us have a hardship. We have to go for a variance and a survey. It was made very clear at the ad hoc meeting, Dixie Boucher representing us, also Steve Class representing the landowners, that there should be no surveys required, not for homeowners. The landowners get the surveys. So I went ahead and jumped through the hoops that the county was requiring. I've hired a lawyer. I've already paid him a couple thousand dollars.
Did you get a survey done?
No.
You didn't get one?
What I did is came to the county. There was 2 hours worth of testimony, everybody testifying. The lawyer testified. And I did the variance. We asked that the variance money be refunded. They didn't do that. We asked that this didn't even go any further. They didn't do that. 2 hours worth of testimony, everybody agreeing that there should be no surveys required by homeowners. So after all that, we had another week. I had to come back. They didn't look at any of the testimony. They turned around and said, oh, we're going to deny this. You have to get a survey. We're going to put it on hold. You have to get a survey. And number one, I can't afford a survey. I had it by the lawyer that told me to go through the appeal. He did the appeal process in the beginning. He didn't charge me. I went ahead and put in for the appeal. So that was no charge to me. So now for me to go on with the appeal, it's 2 hours worth of testimony. We already know it's going to cost $600. To get the survey, it would cost that amount. And I already have heard that when, if I get the survey, Hal Godwin has been there, George Cole has been there, you've been there, Lawrence Lake has been there. My shed don't fit the code with the 5,000 square feet. So they're going to deny me. What are they going to tell me now after all this time? I have to remove the shed?
Let me. Earlier today, we brought up the issue of amnesty and stuff. So you're saying you weren't.
I never went along with that. That was Dixie Boucher. She didn't know what else to do with this matter.
So you don't want us to consider?
No, you don't. It's filing the Sussex County a notice of appeal. I have tried to come before the Sussex County Council to appeal this.
Okay.
And that's what I'm asking.
Everett, can you address then her request for an appeal under our code to us? Is that, how's that work? Or do you?
Unfortunately, she is now before, I believe it's Court of Chancery, with an appeal, either Court of Chancery or Superior Court. Mr. Burrell handles those.
That is not the case.
You are in court, ma'am.
No.
You have filed an
appeal. I have an appeal.
And you're awaiting. The court has sent notices. I've seen the notices that have been sent that are asking you to get the transcript. If not, the appeal will be dismissed.
I have put according to the lawyer, that's what I had to do to stay this so I could bring this before the Sussex County Council and get this straightened out. It is my appeal.
Do we have the ability,
yes,
to hear an appeal ever? She says we do. She says we don't.
I don't believe so. I would consult Mr. Burrell to check that, but I do not.
Our problem is coming from Mr. Burrell.
Okay.
And I'm very upset with Mr. Vance Phillips and this Board of Adjustments for reappointing somebody that has been on the board that we've had a problem with for all this time. I wish we could have, there's three up for reappointment. I wish there would be three new people on that board. This is where our problem is stemming from. And it is very clear in the code, it says a notice of appeal. That does not come from Mr. Richard Burrell. That is my appeal. He has nothing to do with it. It is my appeal. I will get in touch with the judge, and I have direct I'm going in another way with a judge to begin with, because you have not granted me this or notice of appeal, I may have a way of getting out of the whole thing. But I am asking for this Sussex County Council to make a decision on this particular request. It is my appeal, has nothing to do with Mr. Richard Burrell.
Excuse me, it is your appeal. That's correct. I said you appealed this matter. It is before the court right now. And the court has indicated by notices they have sent that your appeal is going to be dismissed unless you provide the transcripts. And that's something you alluded to when you first started speaking about the 2 hours worth of transcripts.
The court is hanging on to this, that we can get this resolved through the Sussex County Council. The court is not going to make a decision.
That was my question to Mr. Moore. Can we hear an appeal here? I've always heard the appeals have to go to the courts or something. So why don't we get that
the code states right here by filing with the Sussex County Council notice of appeal. It's right in your own code.
Well,
we were never told that.
Sounds like she's already started the motion. So how are we going to intercede? That's what the problem.
Well, I'm just saying. Let's.
Between you and Mr. Burrell and Lawrence Lank and whoever else is involved, can
just
you by next Tuesday get us an answer about this appeal? Can she appeal? Can she not appeal to the county council?
Yes.
Can you get that answer?
Yes. Well, forget the amnesty request.
Forget that. Can she appeal?
Find out about the appeal at this point. And like I said, we've talked about this, Mr. Vincent. We have talked about this shed too much. We've had Mr. Burrell involved too much. We've had Mr. Moore. I could have built 10 sheds.
I'm also wondering if if a location survey had been obtained, wouldn't that resolve the issue?
No,
that's
would not.
That's not required by code is what her position has been, that our code does not require a survey.
It does.
Code does not.
No, it doesn't, Jim.
That's what. So okay. We'll have to figure
so
that
we
out.
So we will, next Tuesday, we'll have an answer on can this council here.
Let me make this clear. Even if I get a survey, it's going to show the same thing that the whole county knows anyhow. The shed doesn't fit.
Okay.
Everybody, all of you have seen it.
Okay, you had your 3 minutes plus 3 minutes plus
I
three
know.
Minutes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll have an answer next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
on the question of can you or cannot appeal.
All right.
Anything else for counsel? Anybody else?
This other gentleman, was he waiting?
You had some.
Oh, I got it. Yeah. Wait. 3 minutes now? Sure you can, yes. Sandy Spence, I'm sorry.
Oh, I can't. I started too early. Go.
Hi, Sandy Spence. I've heard a lot about this particular case, and I don't know all the details, so I won't talk about that. But I do recommend that you look into the operations of the Board of Adjustment. If you would just look at their record from last night's meeting at the end, they discussed a court case that had to do with a decision they made about a windmill. And it had to do with whether they went out and looked at the site and whether they got their own opinion and expressed their own opinion rather than what came up at the hearing. And the judge overturned their decision based on that. And Mr. Burrell actually told them that at least two and possibly three or four of the cases that they approved last night alone were not in compliance with county code. And that they've been doing this for years and years and years. I've been to every Board of Adjustment meeting since March 1st, except for one. And they just approve all kinds of things based on whether or not it changes the nature of the community or the neighborhood, the immediate neighborhood. There are at least five requirements in the county code, and they ignore them at every time. So I would recommend that you look into how they operate and what kind of legal advice they receive. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And actually, that follows up on something that came up at the last meeting, and there was a specific question concerning the amount of variances that are being issued in Sussex County. If we look at that, I've discussed immediately after a meeting, I discussed that with Mr. Burrell, asked him to put together a memo along with areas that we could improve some of the areas. And if there are certain areas that maybe we could change the code in order to stop some of the variances, if the code, I think Mr. Cole's words were, if the code is too tough in some areas, let us know. If it's too lax in some areas, let us know. And there were some suggestions that have come out that, and we're going to have a report for you.
Okay. But it would sound to me that maybe one of the things we should take a look at in the very near future is to get this memo from Mr. Burrell with some suggestions, and probably the council, as we have done with P&Z, but the council set up a workshop with Board of Adjustments and go over the issues and the concerns and get feedback from both them and the council to see if there's something we should be doing to make this a better process, a easier work-through process, or whatever. Mm-hmm. That would make sense to me to do that. So we'll, that's something we can talk about next few weeks or so. Okay. Anything else, anybody?
I would say...
Wilson.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Councilman Mike. I would say if we're getting all these complaints from Board Adjustment, and they're doing all these wrong things, they're getting all these court cases, where is our attorney that's doing this advising, saying you can't do this or you can do this? Because, you know, I think that he really should overrule them, saying you cannot do this or you can.
Well, I don't know if he can overrule Sam, but he ought to be on the record. He ought to be on the record saying that I don't support what you're doing here tonight or something like that, or I'm not comfortable, or some nice wording, but I don't think he can veto the action of the board.
I agree with you. When I say a rule, I meant...
Next thing you know, Everett will be trumping us.
Yeah.
Can't have
that. Well, I think that you're exactly right. I think they should be advised and different.
Sure.
In what they're doing. If they're getting these court cases. I've heard people make statements, but I've heard many facts coming here about how many court cases they've had in the last 10 years. How many had been overturned and lost. I looked into it. I only found two in 10 years. Two in 10 years.
Well, Sam, like so many things, when people leave here, they're forced with having to go to court, hire lawyers, and to appeal some. And they just they can't afford it, or they don't think it's worth it, or they can't round up the neighbors to do it. There's a number of reasons why they don't. That doesn't mean every decision that the Board of Adjustment is making is proper.
I agree.
They're making some decisions that nobody's challenging.
And I'm like you and everybody else that's come here. I agree the Board of Adjustment should do a good job. I expect the council. Planning and zoning, but also Board Adjustment is for one reason, to try to make adjustments, try to make amends between two neighbors and those kind of things. And if they can get that done without without changing codes and all those things and making it deeper. I'm in favor of that. I think that's the direction we ought to take.
Anything else?
Anything else for today? Did you have anything, sir? Just watching. All right, good. Hope it was a good show.
We'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
Second? All in favor? Aye.
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 We're adjourned.